The 2019-2020 Golden State Warriors NBA season is upon us. Tune in to KINS 106.3 FM for all the action this season.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Hello, I'm Connie Lorenzo. I recently joined Virginia Bass on Kin's Talk Shop with Brian Papstein to talk about Helping Humboldt, a program just over a year old, but one that has been successful in helping homeless and long-term unemployed individuals back to work. Kin's offered me this time to give you more information about the program. First, Helping Humboldt is a day work program that engages individuals who are receiving benefits through the county. It gets folks working immediately to build skills and a strong work ethic. Many of the individuals in the program are homeless or may have other barriers to employment. We work with folks recovering from addiction, coming out of jail, coming from the foster care system, or simply out of work so long they don't know how to get back in. Success and hard work is something for many of us that is simply modeled daily in our families and immediate community. But what may be common for some of us is not for others. Helping Humboldt in its first year served over 200 individuals. All of those who committed to the program, we were able to get employed. That has been 60 individuals to date. Likewise, with the other programs the Employment and Training Division supports, such as Welfare to Work, Humboldt's Second Chance Program for ex-offenders, and youth transitioning out of the foster care system, we helped a total of 243 folks back to work this year. Eureka City's Pathways to Payday and Uplift program, along with Betty Chin's Center, are also making positive impact in helping homeless folks back to work. We are blessed here in Humboldt to have a uniquely coordinated community between Health and Human Services, law enforcement, local nonprofits, our elected officials, and even local businesses. This gives us an edge. Humboldt often leads the way amongst rural California counties. Despite how it may seem, progress is being made. General Relief is 1/4 and CalWORKs less than 1/2 the caseload that we had in 2000. A myth I hear often is that folks receiving aid don't want to work. I see this dispelled every day. When given a hand up and not just a handout, I see folks rebuild their confidence and skills and thrilled to get back to work. I believe we all want to be useful and a part of a strong community. Some of us just need more support to get there. Thanks, and wishing you a wonderful holiday, Merry Christmas, and healthy and prosperous New Year. I'm Connie Lorenzo with the Department of Health and Human Services with Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.